Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, August 19th. You'll be interested to know. 65 years ago today, in 1960, the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 5, the first spacecraft to carry animals into orbit and return them safely to Earth. This historic mission included two courageous dogs, Belka and Strelka, along with a gray rabbit, 40 mice, 2 rats, and 15 flasks of fruit flies. Their successful journey paved the way for human spaceflight, demonstrating that living organisms could survive and thrive in the harsh environment of space. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 57 degrees, with 6-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:37, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:56. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Tuesday, with temperatures climbing to around 75, accompanied by a light east wind. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies, with a low of 58. And a gentle southeast breeze. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 8:30 with the low tide just before 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Wednesday and Thursday with highs near 75. A slight chance of rain showers lingers Wednesday night and Saturday morning. Friday and Saturday will be sunny, with highs near 78 and 83, respectively. Nights will be mostly clear, with lows around 60. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston residents looking for a convenient way to transport heavy loads can now take advantage of Cargobe, the first cargo e-bike share service in North America, launched right here in 2024. The service has expanded to a new location in the Seaport, at the corner of Autumn Lane and Boston Wharf Road. Co-founder Zach DeClercq emphasizes that this service is ideal for those who prefer biking over sitting in traffic. With 8 additional stations across Greater Boston, including Jamaica Plain and Cambridge, and plans to double their fleet from 12 bikes, Cargobe aims to redefine urban mobility. Riders can rent bikes by the minute or day, simply by downloading the app and scanning a QR code to unlock their ride. Now on to sports. Calls for Los Angeles to withdraw from hosting the 2028 Olympics are growing amid wildfires and immigration raids. However, LA28 leaders maintain that the federal government has assured safe travel for foreign athletes. Historically, the Olympics have faced challenges, yet cities have rarely canceled or relocated the games. Legally, Los Angeles cannot back out due to a binding host city contract signed in 2017. Which lacks termination options for the host city. With only 3 years until the Games, preparations continue, despite obstacles such as construction delays and political tensions, making withdrawal nearly impossible. In local sports, last night at Fenway Park, the Red Sox lost to the Orioles 6-3. Orioles pitcher Rogers earned the win with 7 innings pitched, while the Sox's May took the loss. Henderson homered, and Vassallo drove in two. The Sox finished with 6 hits and 0 errors, leaving 4 runners on base. The Orioles had 12 hits and zero errors. Boston's record falls to 68-58. Tonight, the Red Sox clash with the Orioles again at Fenway Park in Boston for the final game of this two-game series. Walker Buehler is 7-7 with a 5.43 earned run average, faces Tomoyuki Shigano, who is 10-5 with a 4.13. First pitch at 7:10. The temperature is a comfortable 67 degrees under clear skies for this home game. In top news, analysts and investors are closely monitoring a significant drop in cardboard box sales, an unusual but telling indicator of the United States economy. The demand for corrugated cardboard, essential for transporting various goods, has hit its lowest second quarter level since 2015. Major companies like International Paper Company report a 5% decline in shipments, while Smurfit Westrock notes a 4.5% drop in North America. With consumer spending comprising nearly 70% of the economy, this slump raises concerns about future retail demand. As the economy braces for possible corrections, industry experts are hoping for recovery later this year. In business news, soon investors will be able to trade shares of OpenAI and SpaceX through tokens similar to cryptocurrency. Tokenization allows retail investors access to private company shares, traditionally available only to institutional investors. However, these tokens are not the same as actual equity. A Robinhood spokesperson explained that stock tokens provide economic exposure tied to the underlying asset's price, but they do not guarantee ownership. Investors may face risks as tokenized shares lack transparency and access to important company information, leading to a speculative investment environment. Understanding these factors is essential before participating. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $116,000. Ethereum is down 3% to just over $4,300. And XRP is down 1% to $3.06. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Researchers at Northwestern University have revealed fascinating insights into superagers, individuals over 80 who maintain cognitive function comparable to much younger people. Over 25 years, they studied more than 100 superagers and examined 77 postmortem brains. A key personality trait of superagers is their sociability, as they tend to live life on their own terms, often engaging with their communities. Interestingly, superagers show slower brain shrinkage and a more robust cholinergic system, which may protect against neurodegenerative diseases. While lifestyle choices may play a role, researchers emphasize that more questions remain than answers as they continue this groundbreaking work. And in entertainment news, the official trailer for Good Boy, directed by Ben Leonberg, showcases a haunted house from a dog's perspective. This feature debut hits theaters on October 3rd, following its premiere at the 2025 South by Southwest Film Festival. The trailer introduces Indy, a loyal dog, and his owner Todd, portrayed by Shane Jensen, as they encounter paranormal activity in their new home. Heartwarming messages like man's best friend and always by your side fade to suspense as Indy investigates eerie sounds. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and entrepreneur, Steve Jobs. And he said, "Innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.